Okay, after watching the tape from yesterday, I thought defensively we played very well. We flew around the ball. We were in the right place for the most part. Had a couple mistakes here and there. I think the crowd helped us a lot defensively. And then offensively, I thought we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit with some of the penalties that we had. It kind of set us back in some of the things, but, you know, some of them we overcame. Case, you know, whatever it was, 20 out of 23 or whatever. I thought he did some very good things taking care of the ball, and, it helped get some good runs in there, some efficient runs. And then special teams, I thought we did a good job as well. So, question. You know, it was holding, grab guys. For the most part, it was stuff like that. You know, guys would start to come off a block and we'd grab them.
That you guys were doing?
It seemed like they were late and looking around a lot.
Well, they were like, they'd been like that in the past a little bit. So we kind of knew that if we got lined up quickly and got on the ball, we might catch them a few times.
When Delvin Cook got hurt, you said you were concerned about being able to create explosive plays. You're in the top 10 of the league and over 20-yard plays. What's kind of been the key to that?
I think we've done a nice job of keeping teams off balance with, with some of the play actions and some of the running game. And then, we've had the opportunity to hit some shots when we've been able to. But I think it's the combination of keeping people off balance a little bit.
Mike, you talk about your defense playing well, and they finally turned it into points yesterday with Eric Hendricks. He says he wants to do more of that. Are you surprised they hadn't done that until this point, considering?
We've had some chances that we haven't come all the way through. But, you know, I think, you know, when you score on defense or special teams, it elevates your chance to win games. And, this year we just haven't had any like that yet. So, but it was good to see, Eric made a great play and he got some nice blocks down the sideline there. So it was good.
A couple weeks ago, you were calling on the special teams to bounce back. Now that they have, is there a certain area that you've seen stand out more than the others?
You know, all the areas are doing much better, I think, now. We could still probably be better on kickoff return, but we've been careful about the ones we take out. But other than that, I think they've done a lot better. I think Marcus has been a lot more aggressive, and that's added to field position. I think our coverage units have been better, and I think, I can't remember, we got them inside the 23 or 4 times yesterday.
Mike, go. Can you talk about Jarek's role expanding in the passing game over the last few seasons and some of the emphasis put on
that? Yeah, honestly, I don't think it's expanded any. He's always had a big role in the passing game. You know, he's always been a good third down guy. And, we just happened to catch him yesterday on a couple things that they messed up. You know, honestly, it was the same play. Both times, and one time they're in zone defense and they didn't play it correctly, and one time they're in man coverage and they ran into each other. So, he was pretty open.
Like how open he was given kind of that first play and it kind of manifested itself?
I don't know. I mean, they had a couple new guys in there, so maybe that had something to do with it, but I don't know.
Well, you're not a big fan of individual honors, but Pro Bowl selections will be announced tomorrow. Do you feel the Vikings are deserving to have a number of players named to the Pro Bowl?
I really only care about what the team does, honestly. If they get voted in, great. If they don't, then that's just the way it goes. But, this team has always been about teamwork and team cohesiveness. And, I know all the guys are saying the same thing. It's not about an individual. It's about the team. And that's what I really like about this team.
Like the teams that you've been on that have had first round buys, what is the biggest thing that does for a team as they prepare to make a playoff push?
It's been a long time for that, since it's happened. So, honestly, we're not focused on that. We're focused on Green Bay and trying to figure out how we can win another game. It'd be a good rival. It's a great rivalry, and they're an excellent football team, a great organization, and you know, we'll have to play really good to win. So, you know, if we don't win this game and the next game, it really doesn't matter about all that stuff.
It remains to be seen if Aaron Rodgers will play depending on their playoff status. Linville Joseph said earlier today he definitely wants Rodgers to play because it'd be more of a challenge. Are you hoping that Rodgers will, in fact, be out there?
It's not up to me. I don't. We just play whoever comes out. I don't really. It doesn't matter to me who plays.
How much did all of that impact your game planning process from being quarterback?
Well, we'll assume that, you know, we'll prepare for both, and we'll assume that Rodgers is going to play. But I don't, you know, I mean, you know, it's no different than any other week where you don't know what's going on. And you guys wonder why I never say who the quarterback is. See? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, they're still doing a lot of the same things. I mean, I've only watched three games on them, you know, since before I came down here. But, I mean, some of the stuff is, you know, the same. And then there's some other things. You just have to, I mean, you know, I'm not going to get into the differences in the, you know, those things. I mean, Rodgers is an unbelievable great player. Right, so I mean, he's hard to, you know, when somebody goes in, he's hard to replace. But you know, they have a lot of similarities, other than how great Rodgers is.
Looks like it could be about zero on Saturday night when you guys are playing. Does that put more emphasis on the run game and establish?
It could, but you know, that's more about. I think that'll be determined more about the wind and things like that. you know, field conditions, a lot of those things will come into factor. I mean, you can throw the ball in the cold. It's just, you know, sometimes the wind and crosswinds and things like that affect it a little bit more. So it may be a different, you know, and it's like everything else. You go in a game and, you know, you prepare for these things, and then as you get there, it's, you know, you might have to change some of the combination routes you're running because of the wind, or you might have to change some of the defenses you're playing because of the conditions that you're playing in. It's just, you know, it's part of adjusting during the game, no different than if this guy's killing you catching balls. Okay, well, now we got to double this guy, or we got to do this or do that. You know, it's just all part of the game management, part of adjusting.
How many thoughts about the running game?
You know, yesterday wasn't too bad. You know, I think we're it's probably the most efficient runs that we've had this year. You know, that's a good defensive front that they had in there, and you know, they're doing a lot of pressure and coming off the edge. I think you know, we've had some explosive runs, and that's, you know, that's kind of it. You know, if team is trying to pressure some, you know, and you catch them the right way, you know, they catch you sometimes, you catch them sometimes, but when you catch them, it's a big play, and I think that happened the other day.
Mike, Anthony Barr says he's having a better season, and one of the reasons is he's more focused and more engaged on every single play. Would you agree that that's a reason why?
I don't know the reason. I know he's having a great year. He's playing really good. He's been very active. You know, he's on top of things. He makes a lot of checks for the defense and things going on the field. He's been physical, very active in all phases of the game.
Is it a noticeable difference for you getting Elfline back and just what he can bring, both from diagnosing and maybe even getting downfield and making some blocks down there?
Yeah, I don't think it was so much the diagnosing, but, you know, he's a good center, and I think some of that showed up, yeah.
Mike, when you wrap up the division with two games to go, what, if anything, can you do to make sure that players don't in any way let their guard down?
Well, I think that our players kind of understand from 2 weeks ago that this thing happens really fast if something goes haywire. And that's number one. And number two, actually, I got three. Number two, our guys are pretty smart, focused guys, and I think they understand what's at stake. And number three, we're still playing for seeding. So, you know, we would like to play possible, we'd like to play every game in U.S. Bank Stadium. So, you know, I know we're going to get one, but we're kind of greedy.
Good.
Thanks.